Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Wilmore's finest, Monte Hill.
Baby, 2 hours down, 2 hours ago. We're having a lot of fun on a Tuesday here on the roast. Good morning to everybody out here getting off their graveyard shift. Good morning to all the truck drivers, everybody getting ready for work. If you're at work, what is happening? Drive safely into work. Good morning to everybody out there, man, getting their cup of coffee, getting ready to roll here on a Tuesday. As we're talking Niner football, a lot going on here. And look, man, football season brings out the worst in everybody. It brings out the best in everybody. And I think people are starting to ramp up here. Yeah, I know Jacob DeGrom transferred to the 60-day DL.
Who was I just talking to about the Rangers? And DeGrom's coming back. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that.
Me.
Was it you?
It was me because he was on my fantasy team. But I picked up Gray. I'm hanging out for
is
dear
it,
life.
Is it Josh Jung? Who's the guy who's
Josh Young. Josh Young.
Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah, Josh Young.
I thought it was Jung. Okay.
Jay is silent.
Balling.
He's on my famous fantasy team.
Yeah, he's balling.
I picked him up late last
homers.
Year as a prospect. He's hitting
Simeon's
the ball.
Simeon's got like a 24-game hitting streak.
Simeon's batting over 300. Seager's batting 350. Their catcher, Josh Heim. Their catcher's batting well.
Former A.
Question about that. We were talking about loyalty in the first hour of the show. Is anybody, like, outraged that Brochy took some time away? And then we all knew he was going to come. I said it from the get-go. They forced him out. He sat out. COVID obviously coincided with it. Now he's back and he's balling.
Everybody thought he was coming back. I don't think... How many people... I guess the better question here, Shasky, how many people didn't believe he was coming back?
Well, it feels very Bob Myers-like.
Right.
So Bob what you're Myers seeing from Bruce Bochy,
right.
Not that he'll have the same success. I'm saying Bob Myers is going to do exactly what Bochy's doing right now.
Yeah, Bob Myers will be back in basketball. No doubt.
Right?
Steve Kerr mentioned how hollow it feels already without Bob Myers. Tough. But
Steve is...
Bochy, the thing with Bochy, I thought Bochy was taking a Dodger job. I thought Bochy was going to come in and be throwing the hats to the Giants and be like, yo, I'm coming within the division. I'm going to manage against you guys. But he went to Texas, and Texas would be out here in mid-August on the weekend.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'll be up the river probably, but I would love to
in
be
in August.
That.
No, I'm going to one of those games, and Bochy will get a standing ovation. They'll have a tribute for them all, and they'll try to sweep the Giants in August in the dog days. So Texas is really good, though. Even without DeGrom, they're rolling right now. So we're going to get back on the 49er talk here because there's a lot of questions. Brock Purdy, do you believe he's the guy? Matt Maiocco came out with the report yesterday. I guess he's walking it back a little bit, but he said the vibe he's getting is there's a belief Brock Purdy will be ready to roll September 10th against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay, that's all fine.
It's such a great sentence.
I look at Shanahan.
I'm not mad at Mayoko.
And look, we keep talking about Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, and Sam Darnold. But I'm looking directly at Kyle Shanahan. Number one, you're entering year 7, and we don't even know who the quarterback is. You don't even know who the quarterback is. And there's a lot of pressure on Shanahan if Brock Purdy is ready to roll. How much better will Purdy be than last year? Will he improve? Because there's a lot of quarterbacks who in San Francisco have regressed under Kyle Shanahan.
Can we at least acknowledge this? If you're the,
No, I won't buy Giants tickets. I'll get those free. Trust me on that one.
I'm a huge Brock Purdy fan. I mean, just what he did in Seattle on the short week with the busted ribs, just incredible. He's missing a really detrimental offseason of development. I think that is one thing that I'm really, like, I'm sad about, and I'm worried that when you miss that entire offseason because you're rehabbing at the quarterback position, it's going to take time to get in sync with the wide receivers. It's going to get time to feel confident in your body. It's going to take time for you to feel like guys rushing you right in the grill.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just to be confident in your body, to be able to hang in there and make the passes that made him so loved at the end of last year. Man, this is going really fast. This whole Brock Purdy arm thing is going really fast.
It's going really fast. Listen, 510 Comcast Business Text Line. I'm going to the lines in just a second.
Do you get where I'm going?
I get exactly where you're going. I don't know why you're rushing, but I get why Brock Purdy wants to get back in. Brock Purdy has a lot on the line here. As good as he was last year, he has to replicate that this season, and he has to replicate it in a way to get paid. He's making $900,000 this year. In the state of California, well, you know that's going to be taxed in half. $900,000 for a guy who, look, we all think he could take the Niners to the promised land. A lot of people believe that about Brock Purdy. Whether you believe it or not, Shasky, is one thing, but a lot of people believe in Brock Purdy. He has a lot on the line here to get generational money, to get generational wealth. He can set himself up for life with another big-time year with guaranteed dollars because we know what that brings. You know what good quarterback brings, a quarterback play brings to the table? A lot of money.
Yeah.
And so that's why there's a lot of pressure on Brock Purdy. There's also pressure on Shanahan. And there's a text I want to read here, Comcast Business Text Line. You know, the whole quarterback drama is by design, according to the 510. Shanahan doesn't want a quarterback questioning him. He wants an ultimate game manager, someone who's just going to execute the play. No Mahomes, no Rodgers, no Josh Allen in the team future while Shanahan is here. And there is a conversation about Shanahan wanting to be the guy, because if he does get a guy, the quarterback's going to get all the praise, right? Like Mahomes gets a lot of praise, but we still give Andy Reid his respect. Is there an ego thing in play with Shanahan to where he has to be the guy to get all the credit for his play calling? I don't believe that's the case.
That feels too sadistic.
It does, right?
I mean, at the end of the day, the guy wants to win a Super Bowl, and I don't think it really matters one way or the other if he does it his way, someone else's way. He wants to win the big one. I don't know. I don't believe in that. I don't know, man. When you win, everyone gets credit. When you lose, everyone gets blame.
Right.
Like, think about last year, right? Just go to the Warriors.
No. When the Niners lost Super Bowl 54, I'd say 80% of the blame went to Jimmy Garoppolo. Most of the fan base scapegoated Jimmy Garoppolo.
Did they not? Where I stand on that.
You
know? High chart of culpability. It's never one thing.
But the NFC Championship game, we went to Jimmy and we went to Jaworski Tart. And I go, well, Shanahan shouldn't have punted the ball at the Rams 43-yard line.
Sherman shouldn't have been pressing Watkins. I mean, there's a million different things we can do.
There's a million different things. So, I don't know. Let's go to Rich from Hayward. Give us a call back, Rich. Sorry, man. Sorry we had to wait in a hole. We're blabbermouths. That's what we do. Rodney in Virginia, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up?
So I got two questions. First question is, I know the Niners are trying to promote a quarterback competition, but why do they allow the reporters that report for the 49ers to put out stories like Matt Miocco did, and then he got to walk his story back? And then my second question is Trey Lance, is he really going to get a chance to be the starting quarterback this year? And if he don't, can they trade him? Because I feel like they hold him hostage in his career. And I'm believing that.
So, number one, I don't believe the Niners allow Matt Mayoko to do anything. Now, NBC and the 49ers are partners. They are partners. But the Niners aren't telling Matt Mayoko what to write. You know, you can believe that.
Stay in the market for 25 years.
Right.
Being credible on multiple big platforms. By just being a mouthpiece for others or anything like that. Like, I know. Come on. That's not fair to his integrity and his body of work and his resume.
Exactly. So I don't buy that. And number two, if you do trade Trey Lance, you're not getting nothing back. He's an incomplete right now. You trade Trey Lance, I don't think that's good value. I think it's better value just letting him stand here on the sidelines if he doesn't get an opportunity to play. I'd rather keep Trey Lance. Did you see the 49ers quarterback go down the drain the last 6 years under Kyle Shanahan? I need as many quarterbacks as I can get. We ended up with Josh Johnson in the NFC Championship game.
I know.
Went to watch Josh Johnson from the 10th row in Philadelphia. Josh Johnson to go to the Super Bowl. And I love Josh Johnson. Yeah. He's good in the community. Does a lot of great things for Oakland. But that's where we're at. against that Philadelphia defense. That wasn't fair to Josh Johnson. Let's go to David Fresno. Yeah. Dave, what's happening?
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. Bontek, thank you for preaching, brother. Thank you. And I've been saying this for a while now. You got to take a look, close look at Shanahan. You know, I feel like he's kind of getting that Jimmy G love where you look at the team success, you know, the NFC championships and the Super Bowl. So, yeah, you know, I get it. When you had Chip Kelly and you had Tom Sula, yeah, you kind of want to hold on to Shanahan. I get that. But in my opinion, I think he needs to prove more he's a good coach and not just a good coordinator. I think that's kind of been the biggest problem to this team. You know, I think he's kind of been holding them back. I mean, I think the success kind of been mostly on the defense, if you look at it, because you look at the playoff games, there ain't really been no shootouts. You know, the offense has a chance if the game is close, 17-14, 27.
The Raider game was a shootout.
I'm talking about the playoffs, but I'm just saying, like, if you got to play Mahomes or something, you know, do you have the faith in that offense to put up 30, 40 points? And I'll just say this. I think his biggest problem is his ego. And I think, you know, it's not that he wants the credit. It's he wants his scheme to work or his daddy's scheme. Because what he told us was like, look, I don't need Deshaun Watson to run my scheme. I can get Bethard to run my scheme. I can get Cousins. I don't need Tom Brady to run my scheme. I can have Jimmy.
Is that ego or is that philosophy, organizational philosophy?
To me, that's just not having a feel for today's game because Andy Reid had a scheme, but he adjusted models. Harbaugh had a scheme, but he adjusted to Lamar. So if you're a head coach, you have to be able to adapt. And for me, it's about to be year seven. He just hasn't shown that yet. He's just so stubborn in his ways where, you know, I'm going to take Dante Pettis because he fits my scheme as opposed to a playmaker or something that you just put on the field and you figure out. He's so in love with his scheme, I feel like it holds his team back.
Look, Kyle has flaws. I think he's adjusted some of those flaws. He's not perfect. But to say that his ego is getting in the way, that's unfair.
That's unfair.
That's too far of a bridge for me.
I just want to go.
Does he have an ego? Of course. Right. Everyone does.
Brock Purdy rushing back. Is he afraid to lose his job?
I bet that's an element. I don't think that's the only thing. But
does he see Trey Lance working his ass off, changing his throwing motion, releasing the ball quicker? And he's saying, you know what? Naturally, he's a more talented guy. He has the more pure talent. Wouldn't you say that? Wouldn't you say Trey Lance has the better arm than Brock Purdy?
I mean, how are we evaluating talent? Does he
have better arm talent?
Well, right now, I would say decision making.
Okay, but the better arm. I'm not talking about decision making.
Well, does short area accuracy matter for arm?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I think Brock has much better right now short area accuracy.
Short area accuracy. Okay, yeah. That's one aspect of arm. Who throws a better deep ball?
Well, right now, Brock has gotten more opportunities to throw the deep ball, so I'm going to lean in Brock's direction.
Who naturally, from what you...
Well, I think Trey has a better arm in terms of strength.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking, Shasky.
Yeah, but there's so many things that go into... Exactly,
but I'm going to go down that list. Decision-making. Right now, we've seen Brock Purdy make better decisions. Although, in the playoffs, against the Dallas Cowboys and the Seattle Seahawks, he tried to throw some... I'm not going to say he tried to throw interceptions, but the Cowboys dropped a couple interceptions. The Seahawks dropped a big interception in the red zone.
For sure.
They dropped a big interception on Thursday Night Football in the T-shirt and Hatton game up in Seattle. Quandre Diggs could have flipped that entire football game. So Brock Purdy has made some bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't seen a lot from Trey Lance.
I understand.
To dictate whether or not it's an incomplete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know if he's a bad decision maker or a good decision maker. We've had four games to see it. Four games. Not even four games. Three games and a quarter.
Well, I agree with that. But, like, if you're asking me, like, what we've seen a lot more from Brock because you have more of a body of work. And so you've got more data points to point to. Like, for example, the Tampa Bay game. The throw that he made before halftime was as good of a deep ball throw as I've ever seen a Niner make at Levi's Stadium.
Better than Trey Lance?
I mean, what deep ball? I mean, the one to Debo was a really nice throw in the Texans game, but like he's only played one game at home, you know?
Exactly.
Right? You know what I'm saying? So like, I watched Brock play, I think, four games at Levi's, five games at Levi's.
There's some good deep balls.
You know, and then the other area that I think Brock is a little ahead of Trey Lance right now is sensing pressure and being able to escape pressure without creating a negative play.
Right.
You know, not running into a sack. But, now, I thought as the year went on, Brock got a little predictable with the spinning out to the left, and that he's going to have to adjust a little there. But, like, there's no doubt in my mind, like, he did a better job with a guy in his face. Boom, quick little pump fake right in the dude's face mask, and then he got out and then got rid of the ball. He did a good job at that.
How many times did we see Trey Lance running a negative play, so?
Not many.
Yeah, not
but,
many.
But we're talking about 3.5 games.
Exactly. So I think that's unfair to say that, you know, Trey.
And Brock's played eight.
Yeah, but that's, and it's unfair to say Trey runs into bad decisions. We haven't seen it enough. And from what we've seen, he hasn't run into that many bad decisions. The Arizona game, his first ever start, it was a bad decision to go in the goal line to try to truck a linebacker and a safety. That's a bad decision.
Yes.
Not many. Not many. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. What's happening?
Hey, fellas. While you're on the subject, I mean, listen, arm strength's important, certainly, but, you know, guys like Jamarcus Russell, Ryan Leaf, Jeff George, come to mind, so it takes a whole lot more than arm strength, of course. In fact, I don't know, about a year ago, I came up with something like 12 qualities to determine the quality of a, 12 items to determine the quality of a quarterback. I don't know if I can remember them all off the top of my head, but things like pocket presence, of course, arm strength, athleticism, you know, there's a whole bunch of them. And if you go down the list, I mean, Brock frankly only misses to date maybe on a couple of them. He's not big and he doesn't have a strong arm. And Trey Lance, I mean, to date is really incomplete except for, once again, having size and a strong arm. So, and then there's this, all this talk about, well, how does Brock get better? How does Shanahan develop him? Well, I mean, let's look at what he did. You know, he was 8-0. He had a 107 QBR, and I think he completed about 67% of his passes. If anything, I expect him to take a little step back. Okay, so that's the question: is how can he get better?
Gene, real quick,
something about
Gene.
Left, but
Gene, real quick, can Brock Purdy afford to take a step back this season with Sam Darnold salivating at an opportunity to change his career and Trey Lance looking for a chance to basically start his career with the 49ers? Can Brock Purdy even afford to take a step back?
Well, I guess you could say no, but you're stepping back from... Look, if he winds up with those kind of statistics for his career, he'll be the greatest quarterback of all time. So,
well, he's not that.
He'll be very successful and take a step back, a bit of a step back, okay? You can't expect him to continue the way he did last year. It's impossible.
Well, that I agree with. But so, like, forget Trey, because I feel like it's unfair to try to measure up
Trey Lance,
Brock and Trey, because Trey just hasn't played enough.
He's
like,
seen it.
And in one of the 3.5 games that he played, it was the monsoon in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And it's so, like, okay. Let's go Brock versus Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Because I've seen Jimmy Garoppolo for 4 or 5 seasons, right?
Do you want to go Brock versus Sam Darnold?
No, because whatever. Because then everyone's going to say Sam didn't have coaching and blah, blah, blah.
By the way, real quick, not a flex here, but Matt in Walnut Creek, who sat right in front of us or right next to us in Philadelphia, goes, Bonte, we're actually in the fourth row in Philadelphia. My bad.
Whatever.
I wish I was in the 40th row with the way that game played out. Anyway, go.
No. I was going to say, like, okay, let's compare him to Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Like, I think size-wise, they're about the same. Brock might be a little shorter. Jimmy might be a little thicker. But they're about the same. Pocket presence, I think Brock's got him. You know, arm strength, I think Brock's got him. Decisiveness, I think Brock's got him. Release, they're about the same. You know, I'd say about the same.
Brock has a good release.
You know,
I think Jimmy has a quicker release. Jimmy has
a
quicker release.
Fine, I'll meet you on that one. Decision making. Right now, I like Brock.
Brock made a lot of better, but those first 6 games for Jimmy Garoppolo, boy, we certainly love Jimmy Garoppolo's decision making.
No doubt.
That's why I'm eager to see how much better Brock gets under Kyle Shanahan, because we've got to see a quarterback take the next step with Shanahan in a 49ers uniform.
Yes.
That's what I'm eager to see.
But, like, I'm just looking at, like, what boxes that he checks, and then, you know, do your teammates respect you, right? And do they think that you're the guy? And it feels like Brock you almost unanimously has those things and has those qualities. So right now I'm siding with the players. Now, can things change? They were all behind Jimmy Garoppolo at one point. And then Jimmy got hurt. And I didn't see them embracing Brock the way they did. And boy, 4 weeks later, it was like a whole totally different story. You know, if Brock doesn't emerge, Bonte, don't you think we're having a Jimmy G conversation right now?
Oh, boy.
Back with the Niners?
Oh, absolutely. It was still out there. Heck, it's still out there if he doesn't pass his physical or if he's not ready for week one for the Raiders. It's still there, and somebody's back in the mind. And nobody's wishing Brock failure. I want to listen, folks, if Brock's a guy, to damn it, I hope he's a guy for the next 5 years. I'm just tired of talking about this quarterback roulette. Every football season we've had under Kyle Shanahan, we've talked about the quarterback.
Was Jimmy the guy for five straight years?
No, we never bought into Jimmy.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
We never bought into
Jimmy.
Think
about when they gave him that contract.
Shanahan never bought into Jimmy.
Think about when they went in his third year, even though it was like his first full season, when they went to the Super Bowl. Like, I thought he'd be the quarterback for a long time. He didn't even last as the dude, clear cut, for 5 years.
So Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, gosh. Shanahan talked about Kirk Cousins during the Super Bowl week. It's how much he loved Jimmy Garoppolo. Tells you all you need to know about the love affair for Jimmy. Was it Jimmy ever the guy? No, he wasn't. That's why they flirted with Tom Brady. After his best season in the NFL, they said, Tom, coming off his worst season in the NFL, would you like to come play quarterback for the 49ers? And then he watched the tape and said, well, he's just slightly better than Jimmy. We'll stick with Jimmy. Maybe we have a problem evaluating quarterbacks. Because there's still a rumor out there that, hey, Shanahan really didn't love Trey. He wanted Mac Jones. Then if you love Mac Jones, you should have took Mac Jones. That's my biggest issue with
Shanahan. Quarterback thing is so weird.
That's my biggest issue with Shanahan.
So weird.
What do you want? I've been screaming literally since 2019. If Jimmy's not your guy, then go get your guy. Go get a guy you like. And then apparently you love Trey Lance. You're drawing no plays on the iPad. Oh, man, this play's going to work so well with Trey Lance. And all of a sudden, Trey Lance is not your guy. Well, we thought he was Lamar Jackson, and he's not really Lamar Jackson. Well, we could have told you it wasn't Lamar Jackson, and we never played quarterback in the league.
I'd love to know who his favorite quarterback of all time is. Because whenever you ask him about, like, what are you looking for in a quarterback, he just starts listing off, like you know those, like, Sports Illustrated articles that'd be like, the brain of Peyton Manning.
Right.
The right arm of, you know, John Elway. The legs of Michael Vick. Like, he just starts, like, listing all these things and puts together a Frankenstein. And I'm like, is there any one player that you think is complete?
Well, the whole Matt Stafford thing. Oh, he's available. Okay, we're going to go to dinner. And then the Rams snatched him. Oh, geez, Louise, they got Matt Stafford. Oh, I kind of wanted him. What do you want?
I kind of wanted him.
What do you want? Brian and BP, Paulo Alto, Jeff and Moran, we'll get you on the other side. We'll get you talk quarterbacks. Plus, I got a Bosa question for you. Because you got to pay him at some point, right? Or do you have to pay him? Do you franchise him? And if you franchise him, does he even show up to Santa Clara? We'll continue to talk 49er football here. We'll pivot and talk about some of the other positions in a little bit. But, boy, quarterback, what are the Niners going to do with the quarterback spot? That's coming up. Brought to you by CalHope.org and the Department of Healthcare Services.
Bonte and the Butcher on 95.7 The Game.
Just received an interesting DM. It's a great question. Wow. We involve all our roasters here on the roast. Of course, thank you for listening to 95.7 The Game. We got a super chat. I'll read that first. $9.99. We're going into year 7 with no Super Bowl ring and a continuous exhausting debate on who our quarterback should be. Why do we hold on to this regime as the most important position if the most important position has not been solved? Well, the reason why you hold on to this regime is you've advanced in 3 NFC championships in the last 4 years, and you've been knocking on the door of a Super Bowl. That's why. Now, if they were mediocre, coming in at 8-9 and 8-8, 8-9, then yeah, you may be looking at a new regime. We thank you for the contribution. $9.99 from Michael. Thank you, Michael. The DM I got from John Perez. Listening to you guys now, I feel like our championship window is closed. Our defense has played 38 games in 16 months. That is a lot of football. How long can our defense hang on for Shanahan and his yearly uncertainty at the most important position, quarterback? Frank Clark and Ngakoue, Yannick Ngakoue, still available, but they won't overkill on the side of the ball that he puts the most strain on. I'm done with Kyle and John. I'm sorry. I'm a season ticket holder. All right, well, I'm not done with them yet. But the defense has played a lot of football. And that's the thing, Shasky. Can this defense carry them again this season with the uncertainty at quarterback? Because you know there would be some rocky times early on with the offense. Can they hold on? Can the defense perform at the level they performed at last season? It's a big question for this team, especially after Nick Bosa disappeared in the postseason. Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto. Brian, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I certainly think it's fair game to criticize Kyle and John, right, for obviously making a really, really poor decision, drafting decision, and moving a lot of capital. And that's that. Absolutely, they're open for criticism and probably should be criticized for that, right? I think at some point, and we're well past that point, right? Bonte, admittedly, you look like the, you know, kid finding out there is no Santa Claus, man. There is no Trey Lance, Bonte.
Ryan, I do not care. And I'm not the only one who pumped it up. Go ahead, BPA. Go ahead.
Brock Purdy played last year. He played the best, highest level.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The winning quarterback play for any quarterback for the 49ers since Steve Young, right?
That's unfair to Jeff Garcia. That's unfair.
Garcia
BPA.
Was a top three quarterback in the
NFC. Jeff Garcia didn't win, guys.
Wait.
He won nothing.
He won double-digit games three consecutive years, Brian. Like, come on, be reasonable.
Come on, I'll let you finish,
be
Brian.
Reasonable.
This is
like,
why I hang
on.
Up on you, though. This is why I hang
come
up on you.
They had 2,000-yard receivers. He was amazing.
Brian,
can I say one more thing?
Yeah,
I'd prefer it to be accurate,
right?
So Brock, but I mean, look at Brock, 17 touchdowns, what, 3 interceptions?
It was awesome.
8.5 yards per attempt. He was 8-1. Like,
do you understand?
How can he get?
Do you understand
never,
at the age
I've
of 30? Hold on, BPA. I'll let you finish. Hold on, BPA.
Who do you think's been keeping it real at San Francisco Radio for the last 5 years?
You come with this nonsense, and it drives me crazy. You really drive me crazy. My weed habit's gone up because of you, BPA, but check this out. 3 straight years, 30, 31, 32. All right? Jeff Garcia, 31 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions. 32 touchdown passes, 12 interceptions. 21 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
In a harder-to-pass era.
12-4, 10-6, back-to-back years. And don't forget, he helped the Philadelphia Eagles win a division at the age of 36. 36 years old, helped Philly win a division and went 5-1 through 10 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions. So stop with the Jeff Garcia slander. Stop it. Continue.
Can I ask a question?
Finish.
Okay. How many playoff games did Jeff Garcia win in his career?
One of the greatest playoff games of all time against the New York Giants. I remember that one. They came back 35-3, I believe.
Brock at 23 years old. Jeff Garcia, I think he took over.
Did Brock win the Cowboys game? Come on, BP. Did Brock pay well in the Cowboys game?
Yes, he clearly and unequivocally outplayed Dak Prescott, who makes, what, $40 million a year?
Let's go back. Like, timeout. He had one big throw.
That defense was hanging off for dear life in that Dallas game. They were in Niners territory all day long.
It was a very close game.
The what?
Oh, God. So what? No, context doesn't matter. Okay, finish your call. What else you got?
So you're going to criticize him because he didn't throw 500 yards against Dallas when he threw for what?
I'm not criticizing Brock Purdy. Context matters.
He was
great. I'm not criticizing.
No, Brock was great in the Seattle game.
Brock is the clear, unequivocal. Brock is QB1.
Okay.
It is what it is. I'm sorry trade didn't work out. I am. It's
okay.
A bummer,
no. But let me. Who cares about that right now? That's not. We're not even talking about that.
Have a high school coaching career.
Brian, let me ask you this. Is Brock Purdy going to play as well as he did last season? And if he does, are you willing to pay him some big time money?
Better,
because that's what's going to happen.
He'll play better. You know what?
Wait a minute. Better.
They said after Tom Brady.
That'll be like Aaron Rodgers level.
Remember they said. What?
I said if he plays better than last year's, like if you correlate what he did last year, like you're talking about like 40 touchdowns and 5 interceptions.
Now
that's like Aaron Rodgers level.
Then you're saying now that Brock needs to play better?
No, I'm saying like anything close to that is like you're talking top 5 quarterback in the league.
I think I think he's just a good quarterback.
No, I agree with that.
Really?
So, okay,
way
by your
better.
Standards
way
then.
Better.
Okay, way better than Trey Lance.
Way better than Jimmy G.
Yeah, way better than Trey Lance.
He is better than Jimmy G.
Now that he's way better than Jimmy G, Jimmy G, despite his erratic play, had the Niners knocking on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. So now Brock Purdy, he's way better. Should my expectations be Super Bowl or bust? Is that where we're going here?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That absolutely should be your expectation.
All right, perfect.
I'm glad we came to an agreement. I like Brock, and I still think that's unfair because it's his first full season.
No, it's his first full season. We're going to go by BPA's method.
That's not fair. See, that's too many freeway exit ramps for me.
No, I think that's unreasonable. I'm going to hold him to that standard.
Okay.
I'm going to hold BPA to that standard.
You can.
Oh, I will. I will, because it's nonsense. You come on here and you say he's the best quarterback place is Steve Young. We're going to ignore Jeff Garcia? We're going to ignore Jeff Garcia?
Well, that's not fair.
The guy won a division championship with Philadelphia. We all forgot about it.
And I don't think...
Oh, wait. He won another division with Tampa Bay.
Yes.
So stop disrespecting Jeff Garcia.
During a time when the 49ers had dead cap issues across the board, Jeff Garcia, look, I do not think Jeff Garcia is the greatest franchise quarterback at all. He's in the top 5. I mean, people need, like, Sean Brody, it's Montana, it's Steve Young, and it's Garcia. That fifth spot is open.
It's so wide open.
All right? You want to take Cap, you want to take Alex, you want to take Jimmy, I'll listen to all of those.
But don't disrespect him. I'm tired of disrespect. And I get what he's done off the field.
We got to give Garcia his proper respect.
Give him his, on the field.
Just give him his
respect. I'm not talking about what happened with Steiny and Guru. I'm not talking about what he said to old girl on ESPN. What's her name? Cassidy.
Mina Kimes.
That's unacceptable. Jeff Garcia is a football player. As a football player, balled out.
By the way.
With limited talent.
I love that you became Atlanta's Bo Bach on San Francisco radio waves.
It's
BPA.
Twice a week.
You know what it is? You become Popeye. You eat the spinach, and then you become the cranky old white guy on sports radio.
It comes at me like I care, give a damn about Trey not working out. Do you know the people who should care about Trey not working out? Should be Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch.
That's true.
They should be caring about Trey Lance not working out, not me. When Trey Lance is gone, when Brock Purdy's gone, when Shanahan's gone, John Lynch is gone, God forbid I don't die before the age of 80 or 70, I will be here as a Niner fan. And that will outlast Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch and the rest of these guys. I will still be here with quarterback X as quarterback in the Niners in 2035. I don't really give a damn about Trey Lance.
Let's have a reasonable conversation about last year versus this year. If the Niners... Okay, what Brock did last year, 17-3, scoring more than 30 points a game. If they do that again this year, no one will have a negative thing to say about him at all.
Absolutely.
Right?
I'm
picking a number. 15 games, even if they blow it in the playoffs and they lose in the first round, if they go 15 games and this guy's got a 35-5 or 35-10 touchdown to interception ratio and he throws for more than 4,000 yards, which would be about, you know, on par with if you're correlating out to a full season.
Right.
Right? And they win double digit games. You're talking Aaron Rodgers level of efficiency.
Wow.
That's what, and all I'm saying is this, could it happen? Yeah, it could. We just saw half a season of excellence. But like, I also think it's fair to be like, well, I want to see it over 15 games. Yeah. And I don't think that's egregious to say out loud either.
That's it. That's all. I haven't said a negative thing about Brock Purdy all offseason. All I'm doing is asking questions. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is I'm Bonte Hill. I'll say it again. And I'm going to have to say this every day for some of you bozos out there. Brock Purdy is the quarterback, the starting quarterback right now. It's his job. Can I make myself clear once again? It's Brock Purdy's job right now. But I have questions about everything happening with the quarterback spot.
If
I have questions about him coming back and starting against Pittsburgh. That seems a little premature. September 10th against Pittsburgh?
Bonte, this is where the truly elite quarterbacks, when you say their name, 25 or more teams are like, we would swap out our quarterback for that guy right now. Right? So if I say Joe Burrow.
Yeah,
there's 25 teams at minimum who are like, yeah, even the Jaguars who love Trevor Lawrence. They're like, yeah, we'll take Joe Burrow over Trevor Lawrence.
Would you take Trevor Lawrence over Brock Purdy?
Right now, the pedigree of Trevor Lawrence, yeah, I probably would take Trevor.
You got to think about that.
Well, he had a really bad rookie year. He had a really bad, because coaching was part of that. What do you mean you got to think about that? He did throw 3 interceptions in the first half of that playoff game, and he was amazing in the second half. But like Trevor Lawrence, I like Trevor Lawrence.
They won the game, right?
What? No, they came out as one of the great comebacks of all time.
Joe Montana threw 3 picks in it.
Brock was excellent.
We're taking Trevor Lawrence over Brock Purdy in a heartbeat.
If you put
it kind of close.
Oh, okay.
And look, Peyton Manning. Didn't Peyton Manning have... Doesn't he have the rookie record for most interceptions thrown?
Absolutely. He's right behind him is Troy Aikman.
He's walking into the Hall of Fame.
No, I know. I know. But there's a different era, and things are like, it's way more pass happy now. Like, what I'm getting at, it's not about like individual. I'm saying, like, if you just say it out loud, most people, Patrick Mahomes, right? Everyone's tripping over themselves. Right. Even Josh Allen, who a lot of people have question marks, like, yeah, I'd swap out my quarterback for them. Where you get difficult is like, okay. Dak Prescott. People are like, I don't know. You know, he's better than half the league, but I don't know if I'd take him. Right. Like, that's right now, Brock's kind of in that zone where it's he's better than a lot of these guys, but I don't know. Right. And that's where we're at right now. Now, Dak's in like year 8, whatever, like 7. Brock's in year 2.
Right.
It's Let's unfair see where to he's Brock. At halfway through the year.
It's unfair to Brock.
You know, that's all.
This is a great text. It's a great text. Comcast Business Text Line. In 2034, when we have 3 more leagues and Shanahan is ready to retire as neither coach, I want Bonte's take. Oh, boy. I probably won't be on the airway.
Stop being a homer, Bonte.
That's 11 years from now. And that's the thing. I'm the opposite of a homer. According to some of you guys, I hate on Shanahan. I hate on Purdy. Come on, man. What's that sound bite?
Don't you ever call me a homer.
Can you give me that?
A homer, bro.
I don't mind being a homer.
Stop being a homer, Bonte.
I don't mind being a homer.
Bonte, you can't die in the cell, man.
What the hell was he talking about? Jeff Garcia. Jeff Garcia with the Philadelphia, won a division, they won a playoff game and played the Saints, lost by 3. Against the Saints, I think that was the Super Bowl team with the Saints.
I just don't know how he could have been so confident. We've barely seen Trey Lance. How could you just say he's a high school like coach? I was like, what? That's
not, you know, that's
disrespectful. Well, and here's the thing, Brian.
The common denominator on the true flame out busts at quarterback is they were bad people who didn't want to work hard, at least at the time. Now, I don't think Jamarcus is a bad person. I'm saying in terms of teammates.
They made bad choices.
Yes, absolutely. Like, all signs are pointed. Again, we don't know, but... It doesn't seem like Trey is a like bad person doing dumb things and not showing up to the facility on time or not putting in the work. Definitely. So in that sense, like, he automatically gets out of the Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus thing. Now, Jeff George is interesting. Jeff George couldn't get along with teammates.
No, he couldn't.
But the talent kept being... It's very much like Jay Cutler.
Right.
Oh, the talent. But people would be like, he doesn't get along. Right. He's not a true leader.
It's
the same thing that right now I think is being said about Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray,
I think, has a lot of Jeff George traits as a person in terms of tantalizing talent. Horrific leader of a franchise.
I mean, Jeff George, all you need to know about him is him as a Raider beating the Falcons in the Georgia Dome and running that route of Georgia Dome with his hand with the finger up like number one. Remember that? Do you remember that?
I do.
Jeff George sticking that way.
Jeff George was always good for 2 drives against the Niners that looked incredible.
Looked incredible.
He would do the back pedal sling across the middle.
He was unbelievable.
He would have 2 drives against the Niners that always looked good. Also, in video games, he was a stud.
So don't get mad at me about Brock Purdy. He was a stud in video games. Don't get mad at me about Brock Purdy. A lot of people who wanted to stuff Chris Sims' quarterback rankings down my face the last 4 years.
What do you mean?
Remember Chris Sims?
Yeah. Kyle Shanahan's friend who has his name tattooed on him?
Yeah, top 40 quarterback rankings that he comes out with every year.
Okay.
So
where's Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence right now is number 6.
What?
Yeah, so.
That's a high. I'm sorry. I like Trevor. That's high.
That's very high.
That's high.
Lamar Jackson 5.
I was high when I wrote that.
Trevor Lawrence.
Lamar Jackson. I was high when I said that.
Let me just read these names real quick. Give me a second. Lamar Jackson 5. Trevor Lawrence 6. Jalen Hurts 7. Aaron Rodgers 8. Deshaun Watson 9. Matthew Stafford 10. Daniel Jones 11. Kirk Cousins 12. Dak Prescott 13. Russell Wilson 14. Geno Smith 15. Ryan Tannehill 16. Jared Goff 17. Derek Carr 18. 19 is Kyler Murray. 20 is Mac Jones. Who's your hater now, folks? 21, Tua Tagovailoa. 22, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Ahead of Brock Purdy?
Oh. Justin Fields, 23. Baker Mayfield,
Justin
24.
Fields is not better than Brock Purdy.
24, Baker Mayfield.
That's not fair.
KD Pickett, who the 49ers will see week
one. Now I will not know.
25.
No. Get out of here.
Divs.
Get out of here.
26 and 27. Brock Purdy, 26. Sam Darnold, 27.
That's funny.
This is from Chris Sims.
So Jimmy, okay. Most Niner fans are going to agree with me when I say this.
Not my rankings.
Brock Purdy's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Could it change? Absolutely. Come on, man. Come on. Like, what are we doing? Those rankings are incredible, by the way. Daniel Jones feels high. 11, 12 for him? Like,
I mean, that's not my rankings. That's Chris Sims' rankings.
A guy who played quarterback, who
played in the league.
I respect his football acumen. I don't agree with a lot of his
takes.
Just opinions on players.
But he knows the game.
He also understands scheme better than all of us do because he's obviously played and whatnot. So I'm sure that plays a factor in how he's viewing film and things like that in terms of like decision making. I mean, he's going to have a better idea on a lot of those things. But man, he's selling Brock Purdy short. I mean, Brock Purdy's in the teens at minimum for me. Like, I'm taking Brock Purdy over Derek Carr right now.
Ooh.
But you're not?
Yeah, I would.
I don't think that's saying much.
Jared Goff, would you take him over? Jared Goff was dynamic last season. He was really good.
Interesting. I've actually always been higher on Jared Goff than others. Honestly.
No, you have not been high on Jared Goff.
I liked him coming out.
You were down on Jared Goff a lot. We did a lot of shows. You were pretty down on Jared.
Yeah, but I still think I like him better than most.
All right.
I think a lot of people think he just sucks.
Russell Wilson over Brock Purdy?
Yeah, Russell Wilson's better than... Look,
Geno Smith?
I'm a prisoner of the moment. I feel like I'm selling all my Russell Wilson stock because he's a weirdo.
Right.
But his first 8 years were pretty damn good.
But his future's looking bleak.
He was so bad last year that we were starting to talk about he might not be a Hall of Famer anymore. It's pretty crazy, huh?
The NFL is so like, what have you done this last... Like, DeAndre Hopkins, everyone would have been tripping over themselves to acquire him 3 years ago. Now it's like, yeah, you're not worth $15 million a year, which is crazy.
I do want to pivot to Bosa in a second.
But that's how the league is.
Well, I want to pivot to Bosa in a second, but let's go to Philmo Mike in the city.
Philmo Mike!
What's happening, Philmo?
A guy who's not a homer. Huh.
Oh, man. I got to go down your road, Shasky. You know I love you. I was on Willing and Dibs, and I turned into Captain Save a Debo because every freaking receiver that could run a route, you want to get rid of Debo, foe. You always say you do your little snicker. I think I'm goofy. Man, shut up, Shasky. When it comes to Debo, he's the heart and soul of the team, bruh. Numbers don't lie, but numbers lie when it comes to Debo because his impact is that great, my brother. On some real talk, you laughing, but everybody ain't going to hit the same. The same bravado and swag that people play with, they not going to go the same. With Kittle, with Ayuk. Debo brings the best out of the quarterbacks. So all this trying to trade Debo, bro.
Who was trading Debo? First off,
you always every route runner that can run a route. Oh, I think I'd rather have him than Debo.
When did I say that? When?
You said last Devontae Adams came up.
I'll take Devontae Adams over Debo.
I want Devontae Adams
Yes.
Hey, get on the ball.
Yeah, I'm taking Devontae over Debo, and the numbers don't lie, my friend. And also, Debo's the one who came in out of shape, not me. Debo's the one who's always hurt, not me. I just call it like I see it. Sometimes the truth hurts, Philmo.
Hey, Shasky, the truth don't hurt, bro, because when Debo get hurt, we ain't the same team, bro.
That I agree with.
It's the same team. That's all I'm saying.
That, bro, I agree with.
You need to just let these players play out. You just said we're not going to be a super team. Let the year play out. Let the best man play. If it's Brock, and then one last point. If they made a mistake with Trey, they made a mistake with Brock. How you drafted somebody last and you think this highly of them?
Well,
come on, man.
They didn't know till they got him in. They didn't know till they got him in.
Philbo, how you doing, man?
Other than coming at my dome this morning.
It's about time somebody came
Jesus
and said,
Jesus Christ.
I was like, I get all the heat. Philbo, how's everything else, man?
Oh, everything is good, man. I just came from vacation. I was in Miami and Atlanta. I wasn't hearing nothing about nothing. I had a great time, man. I'm living, working, chilling. And you already know, if you're trying to party, hit me up. Don't be scared to party, Shasky. Don't have me pull you from one of them cabins you in.
Hey, I'm just happy somebody came down Shasky's road for one. I get all the bullets here. I take all the bullets from all these callers. Damn.
This
show's off the rails right now. It's this 8 o'clock hour's been... I don't even know how to count
it. Debo over Devontae. Come on now.
My
blood pressure is back to normal.
Devontae's going to the Hall of Fame.
Dude,
I love Debo, but come on, he's already 26.
This is why I'd be hesitant.
27.
This is why I'm hesitant to talk football in the offseason. Because think about where your blood pressure is. Think about where my blood pressure is. BPA's spazzing out right now. Philbo's, I just hope he can drive safely somewhere. People are losing their minds right
can
now.
Can we have a Warriors summit with the elite callers of this show? I want BPA and Philbo to be sitting next to each other at Buon Vino.
You just wait until that 49ers summit for 95.7 game. You just wait for that. You better hope it happens in February, not January.
Here's my favorite. People are like, what has Devontae Adams ever done? That's like my favorite car.
Who says that?
He was his first team All-Pro, Derek Carr.
Time out. Who's saying that?
And that's just in the YouTube chat, but here we go.
I don't know.
121 targets, 997 yards at 24 years old, 885 yards at 25, 1,300, 997, 1,300, 1,500, 1,500. I mean... I don't know. Putting together a Hall of Fame resume?
Oh,
he's got 10,000 all-purpose yards right now. 10,000.
I think some of us woke up, and instead of taking vitamins, we just took our stupid pills.
How many touchdowns?
Let me pull you from one of them cabins you in.
How many touchdowns do you think he has in his career?
Who's that?
Devontae.
Over 70.
Yeah, 87.
Yeah.
He's going to break the 100 mark. Come on.
Who said Devontae's not good? Who said that?
I don't know. All I was saying was if you're asking me between the two, I'm taking Devontae.
What are we doing, man?
Pro Bowl, All Pro. I mean, like, Devontae's... Look, we can love Debo and also acknowledge Devontae's put together an unreal resume.
This is what bothers me, and I wanted to segue to Bosa. So I'm going to lose it in a second.
And Debo's one of my all-time favorite Niners. I've told you that.
Who wanted Debo drafted?
Yeah, you did.
Who wanted Debo drafted from the Super Bowl? I love Debo Samuel. Love him. I understand his limitations as well. He's not the greatest route runner, but this is where I disagree with people. How many playmakers does Cincinnati have?
Like three.
How many playmakers does Buffalo trying to gain? They ran on DeAndre Hopkins, whether you believe it or not.
Trying to gain. Well, they've got some playmakers. I mean, the Diggs is a baller, and the other Kansas City wants to get Odell Beckham. They want to get, DeAndre Hopkins.
Philadelphia, how many playmakers do they have? They got playmakers everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Dallas Goedert, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown. They got new running backs now. DeAndre Swift they traded for. Mm-hmm. They got playmakers everywhere, and the quarterback. Tavarius, we have CMC now. Let's go ahead and trade Debo Samuel. Bye-bye, Debo.
Well, no.
Now, that doesn't make much sense.
You keep them all. All I'm saying is that somebody's going to have to go with the way the money is going if you're going to pay
future.
Down the line, not this year.
You let the CBA, you let the cap and everything dictate your future.
Fillmore is Tom Brady. BPA is Nathan Peterman.
BPA,
not fair.
No, that is very fair. It's very fair, in my opinion, to take today to Garcia.
You can't die in the cell, man.
It's just 2-4 in the playoffs. I mean, come on. Frantz Arkansas in the Hall of Fame. Never won a Super Bowl. Played bad. Chip Kelly doesn't have over 4 in a Super Bowl. He's back quarterback now? Come on, man.
Dan Marino?
Dan Marino, my favorite quarterback of all time. Dan Marino's my favorite quarterback of all time. And yes, he's white, so don't play the race card on me.
Can't move.
Can't move.
It's such an old white guy take. I love it.
And I love Dan Marino.
Quick release.
Vontae Francesa.
Oh, go pull up old games of Dan Marino. The guy could not move. And would throw the ball 60 yards flat-footed. All right? You want to talk about never having a running game? He never had a running game.
He was throwing for 5,000 yards in the 80s.
Dude, to the Mark brothers, Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. Did he was throwing to Irving Fryer. He was throwing to O.J. McDuffie. He was throwing to Orlando Gadsden, for crying out loud. All right?
I didn't think we were going to get an O.J. McDuffie comment.
Just football talk. I'm not even ready for it. I'm not ready for it, folks. This is why I don't like talking.
You know who's my all-time most underrated wide receiver in Dolphin history?
Ooh.
Chris Chambers.
He was sick. He was good for five games a year.
ESPN 2K5 legend.
Sick.
He was good for five games a year.
So sick.
He was like Lee Evans in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, I like Lee Evans.
They both came out of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
They both came out of Wisconsin. They would be good for 4 to 5 games a year. And they go like 1,200 yards receiving. You'd be like, well, that was based off 4 games. When they just light it up. Chris Chambers was sick.
He was sick.
I remember he had a sick game. He caught a... Dude, I'll never forget this. This is how sick my mind is. Fantasy football. Mick, it's Big Dog City. I had Santana Moss going crazy.
Uh-huh.
He had Chris Chambers, and he started Brian Greasy this day with the Dolphins.
Greasy.
And Big Dog, I remember walking to a big five, and they're going to a live. You know how they go to the updates. Oh, the update out of South Beach. JB, take it away. And Brian Greasy rolling back, throwing the ball. He goes, you know, it's to Chris Chambers. That's all he throws to. Chris Chambers makes some great catch, and he's back in the end zone. I'm like, damn it. Chris Chambers is sick. And they were wearing their throwback Dolphin uniforms. Oh, yeah.
They need to go back to those.
Dude, they got some sick uniforms.
Like, it's interesting. On that Chris Sims thing higher.
Yeah, before we get to that.
Okay.
Debo, let's put a ball on this.
Yeah.
You don't trade playmakers.
No.
Why would you trade Debo? He's a threat on the field. Even if he's a decoy, defenses have to honor him. And as Philmo said, I do agree with him. He's a tone setter.
Well, that's agreed.
Nobody wants to tackle Debo in the open field.
Go back
to
the Seattle game. He exploded, which I called, by the way.
Yeah, you did call that. Good job.
I mean, I called that.
Well, pat yourself on the back.
I'm just saying, like, you're going to say that I'm ripping Debo. I don't. He's one of my favorite players. No, he kind of got put on ice when CMC came around, and I said, his legs look really fresh. I think he's going to explode against Seattle.
Yep, and he did. Debo's a problem. He's a problem. You don't trade him. You keep playmakers. You want to add playmakers. You can never have enough playmakers. Ask Tom Brady.
Well, ask Jalen Ramsey.
Ask Sean McVay. He's always trying to find a playmaker. Oh. He's trying to guys left and right. Don't do that. Don't just trade Debo Samuel. Hey, walk away. Trade Debo Samuel for a third round pick. What kind of sense does that make? Come on, Tarvarius. Listen to 95.7 Game.
Yeah,
KGMZ,
erroneous film, San Francisco.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.